content, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A massive snowstorm moving eastward, putting 60 million Americans under some sort of winter weather advisory. Washington, D.C. could get up to a foot of snow. And elsewhere, says ABC's Allison Kosick.
Treacherous road conditions across several states, including Missouri, Nebraska, and Indiana. Officials urging people to avoid travel. In Kentucky, downtown Louisville, a winter wonderland with several inches already on the ground. A state trooper being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after his patrol car was hit on the highway.
The snow not expected to impede certification of the election results at the Capitol on this, the fourth anniversary of the violence that came after Donald Trump refused to accept the results of the 2020 election. President Biden is headed to New Orleans this morning, site of the deadly New Year's Day truck ramming. The president also signing an executive order banning oil drilling in more than 600 million acres of U.S. oceans. This is ABC News. Hollywood shining at the Golden Globes.
Amelia Perez.
The night belonged to Amelia Perez. The Spanish-language musical was the big winner at the Golden Globes Sunday, taking home four awards, including Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. The Brutalist won three, including Best Motion Picture, Drama, and one for its star, Adrian Brody.
I will cherish this moment forever. Thank you.
Demi Moore took home her first ever Globe for her role in The Substance, giving a powerful acceptance speech.
You can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick.
And Wicked nabbed Best Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. Clips courtesy of the Golden Globes and Dick Clark Productions. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Starting in France today, the trial of former President Nicolas Sarkozy. He is accused of taking money from Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi to finance his 2007 presidential campaign. Sarkozy facing charges including corruption faces up to 10 years behind bars. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Packers lose to the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost at home to the Bears 24-22. It's the first time in 6 years Matt LaFleur has ever lost a game to Chicago, and he confessed calling a timeout with 15 seconds left to play probably helped the Bears get in position to kick a winning field goal.
And then at the end of the game, that's squarely on me. Hindsight's 20/20. I wish I wouldn't have taken the timeout because it gave them obviously way too much time to go down and operate.
The win snapped the Bears' 11-game losing streak to the Packers and helped rookie quarterback Caleb Williams get a win on his first trip to Lambeau Field.
I would say I think five times this season, and those situations didn't go our way, whether it was the Hail Mary or a bunch of other things. Being able to do it this way versus Green Bay, two-minute drive, couldn't ask for a better way.
Up next, the Packers face the Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30 in the wild card playoffs. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Toronto Raptors. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland is signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had five kids and needed to pay for tuition. tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on SiriusXM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few flurries. Windy as well, partly sunny, highs near 25, but those strong north winds will keep the single-digit wind chills around. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 11, partly sunny, mid-20s for Tuesday, highs near 18 on Wednesday.
It's 21 right now.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
...of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly, and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to the Talk...
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Come on. We're in the playoffs, Johnny. We're in the playoffs. That's the way you got to look at it.
Hey, it's
it really did matter.
Chilly Monday morning out there.
You wait till next Monday.
24 in Green Bay, 23 in Appleton, 21 in Oshkosh. It feels a little chillier.
I, you know what? I was thinking about you after the game. Are you going to give us the wind?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Brisk wind coming from the north, due north, at 14 miles an hour.
North at 13.
Wow. Okay. It's
and you saw it was just one glimpse at the flags.
Yep. Not even like more than 2 seconds.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about this now. We'll talk about later in the week, the Eagle game. However, I did do a little, Todd, I looked ahead. And you know, Johnny says it gets cold after we're out of the playoffs.
You don't realize it's winter until after the Packers' last defeat.
It's going to be 29 degrees next Sunday, and it's going to be 29 degrees next Monday, if you look at the long-range forecast.
All right.
It's going to be interesting how it feels different to John Mino. if the Eagles prevail, which... favorites. I don't, whatever. What did you think yesterday? Did you watch it? Did you go? There were so many tickets.
Did I watch it? I've watched so much football in the last week. I'm not going to watch football for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
I watched every college game, at least some of every playoff game. Watched every NFL game that was on. Watched three of them yesterday.
I can't watch.
I even watched the Jets game yesterday. I watched about three quarters of the Jets game. Just wanted to see Favre. I just want to see Rodgers, if in fact was like the last time he ever played. And he played really well.
He did.
He actually threw four touchdown passes. He played pretty good. So I started with that game, then the Packer game, then the night game last night. I watched all three of those.
I can't watch 9 hours of 10 hours of football.
I did.
Oh, man. I gotta get up. Now, next week we play the 4 o'clock. There's only two games, which is, I can tolerate that. But there's no way three games. Maybe there are three next
week. Is it 3:30 our time? 3:30 our time? Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
It is. Philly, all the places.
Anybody who throws snowballs at Santa Claus.
That's
a tough environment.
I give people credit who go to places like a Philadelphia and wear their Packer gear and everything.
And think of the money, right? You got the airfare. You got the hotel. That's an expensive outing to something you could watch at home. You know what I mean? That's just those traveling fans.
I have never. I mean, I haven't sat. I haven't sat in the sand. I'm not trying to brag. Oh, I know. I'm just saying, just with the way things worked out from when I moved to Green Bay, I was in the business. The last time I sat in the actual stands for a Green Bay Packer game, 1976.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Really and truly.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
And because I was going to school in Arizona and Minnesota, you know, all during the 70s, so it was like an exhibition game. And then when I moved back to Green Bay, obviously I was in the business.
Yeah.
So but what I'm saying is this. I mean, there are games. When we used to do our pregame show and Murph and I always used to talk about this. I mean, there were times there seemed to be more opposition jerseys walking around. And when I say, I'm not saying more fans of the other team, but more people proudly showing their loyalty, wearing opponent jerseys at Lambeau. I personally have never seen any issue. But again, what I'm saying is I didn't sit in the stands, so maybe I'm way off base on this. Yeah. But what I'm saying is even in pregame and postgame type things that I've had to do, I never saw any real altercations between somebody saying, oh, Viking, you know what I mean? But Packer fans that have gone to Philadelphia have told me the abuse was like over the line when they go to those games. Mm-hmm. So for anybody out there, even just text us, where have you gone where it's like, okay, this isn't even fun anymore. This is like scary. And I've had people tell me Philadelphia is one of those places.
Yeah, because there's, you know, I mean, been to a lot of away games and most people are super nice.
It's Carolina. Fun and it's, I
told you that Bears experience, though, that playoff. That was not. That was
I didn't Bears like, or Vikings?
Bears.
I thought you said Vikings.
I said that.
Where before. The guy wouldn't shake your hand?
Yeah. John, I've been to quite a few away games. But yeah, the Vikings. Yeah, I don't like the Vikings because of the fans. I don't mind. Matter of fact.
So what was your Bears experience then?
Far be it for me to drop names. Yeah. But
I was with George Halas.
No. This is the owners of the owners of the Vikings, the brothers.
Iggy?
Yeah. Don and I had lunch with him.
Okay.
Yeah. And I like the ownership.
Okay.
I like a lot of the players.
Okay.
But I don't like their fans. And the experience I was telling you this morning was I was at the game and I was on the field with the mayor and
the Vikings game.
This is back to the Viking game. And he introduced me to some friends then, which he was embarrassed too. But you know, I put up my hand, shake his hand, said, how are you doing? I was wearing my Packer stuff. Of course, he was wearing his Viking things. And he goes, I'm not shaking your hand. I'm
like, that's amazing.
I said, are you serious? He goes, no, I'm not shaking your
hand. That is so classless.
Right. And he was, I thought, but he was kind of like, it wasn't some drunk guy in a bar.
Right. This is. Well, he's on the field with the mayor. I mean, yeah.
And I just thought,
that's incredible.
It is. So, anyway.
I mean, that just shows their class. That just shows.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm judging.
It's like if somebody did that to me, I wouldn't be insulted. I would just say, wow, are you a loser?
That's the way I felt. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, I thought that would be funny.
Yeah. And
he goes, yeah, I'm just serious. The guy was like, no, I'm.
Wow.
Anyway, but I also shouldn't judge their fans by one guy. But I think there's a couple other ones. Like that horn, I don't like that horn. Ooh, standing right next to that guy,
too. That skull thing?
Well, the skull's weird. But, no, that big. You know,
I know.
I don't like
he's
that.
I don't think he's on the field anymore.
Oh, good.
I think they got rid of him, didn't they?
I don't know.
Any Viking fans, did they get rid of the Viking guy? I think they did.
Oh.
I got to be honest with you, though. I really loved the TV show Vikings. That guy was not a good representative of the Vikings. He would have been put on one of those ships going to Valhalla where they light the ship on fire and just tie him up and then send him out to sea. Goodbye. Enjoy your travels. I mean, at that point. Yeah.
But I wish he would have beat the Bears. Did you think the Bears were going to win? Because I never did. Not even till the end. I said, Donnie, he's going to miss this. And I also thought that was great that announcer said, well, what are the Bears going to do to screw this up? They fumbled the next play.
Yeah.
I never thought they were going to win. I knew it was a good, Packers could be playing so much better, and this game's kind of boring, and come on. But I never, I would have bet money even when it was teed up to kick, I still would have bet money on the Packers.
Want me to be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
After the Packer field goal, I switched channels.
You thought it was just done?
Yeah. And then I didn't think Caleb Williams was going to drive them back for whatever. And then I came back to it literally as they were lining up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But then when I watched those last two, why they gave them so much room in the middle of the field.
I agree.
And I can understand LaFleur's situation with he got talked into going for the field goal. I think the special teams coach, Bisaglia, I think he talked LaFleur into going for the field goal. I think in LaFleur's mind, they're going to go for the first down. And that's why he called the timeout. It wasn't like a slam dunk, we're going for the field goal. And I think he called the timeout to get the play, go for it, you get that, game is over. And then I think Bisaglia convinced LaFleur to go for the field goal that kid could hit it from that distance. Which was a good call on his part, no question. But that's why he didn't burn more time. I totally understand that.
Yeah, but that was Lafleur's decision.
Not even a question.
Okay. Yeah.
Not even a question.
Him, look,
but
I understand
the rationale.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I totally understand the rationale.
But I was really surprised. Oh my gosh. I'm like, no, don't worry about it. We're going to win this game. But wow, that was... And I mean, the Bears, come on. They think they won the Super Bowl. You see those guys?
Yeah, you know what? Let me tell you something.
It's been 39 years.
Hang on a second. Outplayed and out. These are texts we got coming in. Outplayed and outcoached by the Bears was very embarrassing yesterday. Glad it was a Milwaukee game. Another text. Mino says not shaking hands is classless.
Right. You never did that. You never shook hands, which I would not. I was thinking. I've thought about that.
Was after a game.
That's you shouldn't talk about. That's not.
That was that. You know why?
People think. I bet you a lot of people think
I'm going to be honest with you.
You had a temper back then?
I was a very emotional, competitive person.
And as our disc profile guy, people
and I always
change.
Needed a few minutes to like calm down. That's all I'm saying. Then you know what I used to do? After I calmed down, took a shower, I went over to the opponent's locker room all the time and shook hands and wished them well and said, "Great game, you guys."
Put them on my Christmas card list.
If it isn't us that won, I'm glad it's you guys.
Yeah, I'm sure you.
I did, Jim.
Just like you.
You don't know that.
Anyway,
1985 Packer Bear game at Soldier Field, got tickets from Johnny and Nick behind the Packers bench. Bear fans were mean. 85. I don't think 85. I didn't give you tickets in 1985. Nick was barely alive in 1985.
Is there somebody called Johnny Nick?
Oh, yeah. Johnny Nick from Nicky's.
See, that's John's ego. It's just always, he's talking about me.
Well, I thought he meant Mino and Nick. The Swedes to give away tickets. I thought he meant Johnny and Nick behind the Packer bench. Ah, well, 85. Well, yeah, that was ridiculous. That was crazy.
The Bears were good.
They were phenomenal. That's still one of the best teams that underachieved that I've ever seen in all of pro sports.
What do you mean underachieved? They won a Super Bowl.
They won one. And they had basically the youngest team in the NFL.
Oh, they could have gone like
that
three-peat thing.
That defense.
Like the Chiefs.
I mean, when we have other, like Randy Wrightman, they've never seen a defense like that defense.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
The three teams, most underachieving teams, talent-wise, I've ever seen in the NFL, 85 Chicago Bears, 96, 97 Green Bay Packers. Yeah.
They lost.
Who?
The Denver, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm saying underachieving.
Oh, underachieving.
For the talent they had.
Yeah.
Favre in his prime, Reggie, that defense.
No, you're right.
Dorsey Levins, William Henderson. My goodness gracious. I mean, across the board, the wide receiver core, everybody.
Those are the two
most underachieving teams I've ever seen. The 86, 87 Bears, 97, 98 Packers.
I think the sin of making the Super Bowl shuffle probably was
Curse.
Oh my God, that was so bad. Oh my God.
No, Todd.
No?
No, you got it back. There are certain things I'm authority on.
Okay.
One is songs that teams would do after the Super Bowl shuffle, thinking they were cool. You got to look something up right now. You got to up with YouTube.
Okay.
Called Ram It.
Ram It.
Ram It.
Okay.
Team?
I will.
The Los Angeles Rams decided they were going to do one. It might be the worst thing ever recorded in the history of recording things.
Is it clean to plan?
It was their music video. It was the Rams music video.
Lynn.
And it was really, really bad. Yeah.
I remember it.
I found it. I'll play it for you.
Play it when you come back. Keep your text coming in, folks. We want to know what you're thinking out there on this Monday morning, heading into the playoffs. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey!
Oh, same thing as they're doing that Bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
what do you think,
Todd? Wow. Couple of things. The video was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it's better than the Super Bowl shuffle.
Yeah. That one was like. Well, this one has a lot of like Hollywood elements to it.
Does it? Really?
The Rams one. Doesn't it? I mean, the Bears were just in a sound studio.
Yeah, these guys are actually like in a stadium.
Yeah, and their hair is perfect.
Their
cheerleaders are looking perfect.
Yeah.
That was about the worst of the Super Bowl type videos. Los Angeles Rams, Ram It, 1986. Coming your way. Coming up next.
And yes. I have to say this: the dances that they make the guys do.
Yeah.
Not very masculine.
No. Everybody's at work. It's sufficient to. It's okay for work.
Yeah.
Look worst. Up. Yeah. NFL.
It's songs. Called. It's called. Let's Ram It.
They don't do that anymore.
Not a lot. I think that would put.
No, I'm not that.
That would put the old kibosh on it.
No, I mean these music videos. They don't,
that's what I mean. No, there isn't anything. Is there any more, Todd?
Sure. You think if anybody
they
do. It?
Yeah, they do videos.
The Chiefs.
MTV. Are you talking about NFL teams or music videos in general?
NFL teams.
No.
No. Again, I think that was.
That probably put the end to
the
it.
The new guys are too cool for that.
I was going to say
they would
that.
Never.
Probably,
they would never.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Right.
Yeah. No, we're too cool. Yeah.
Lauren may not be here next year, so I don't want to be part of that.
I'm trying to think of any. I can't think of any other teams that did it besides the Bears and the Rams. Packers never did.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
I remember me and my sports staff at Channel 11 did one time, a takeoff on the Bears Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, really?
Me, Steve Boyer, and Mark Ewing.
Oh, God. Can I find that?
Okay. What, Todd?
I'm just gotta see if I can find that.
Oh, we get better things to do.
It's a do we like what?
We got some open space.
Yeah,
the forum is yours.
We do have some open space.
We could see to the mayor from Green Bay. Is it bad? I got this text. Is it bad that I felt Willis was the better Packer quarterback on the field yesterday? Love's accuracy has been off lately. Thoughts? I agree.
You kind of said that, John. That you thought
said it before
that
the show today.
He did.
That he's throwing him in the dirt.
Yeah.
I'd never seen all season long. Packers did jump in the stands. I don't remember that one. Love for the last 3 weeks has been, Love for the last 3 weeks has been throwing them at the feet of the wide receivers. He hadn't done that all season. I'd never seen that all season. And now he's just really misfiring. And I don't get it.
Yeah.
I really don't get it. Why now, at this point of the season, and he's been, and again, Christian Watson, we have to accept the fact now, you know what? It's like if you got that car, and it's like, well, we're not going to use that to run air. When we go on a trip, let's save that car for the trip, because he is so fragile.
Yeah.
His body is so fragile.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And you know, we're just talking during the break. He went and did that big analysis, physical analysis in Madison in the offseason, and they found that one hamstring was weaker than the other, and that kind of throws things off. I think his whole body must be a little bit off, because I've never seen a professional athlete get hurt easier than him.
Yeah, but yeah, like you said, that he has other parts of his body
be out of whack.
Well, they're overcompensating for the weaker part, you know, instead of training the weaker part. But maybe he can't, because I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But I mean, the body's a very scientific model, and yes, that is a true statement. That I bet you, if he's got something wrong, that throws his whole system out of whack. So,
come on, let me tell you. What is this?
This is the Packers.
Well, they did do
what year? What year?
1996, I believe. Aaron Rodgers, Robert Brooks, Charles Woodson.
No, not Woodson.
This is Charles Woodson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says it.
That's not 1996. 96 was Holmgren in the bunch. So it must have been. And Aaron Rodgers went there in 96.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
This is so Green Bay.
This was shot at Kroll's West.
Right. It's actually not a bad video. They're
really?
Kind of driving down the street in a convertible.
Okay.
That's Green Bay, too.
Yeah.
Must be like 2010 then.
This is, I think it's farther back than that.
Yeah.
This lists Aaron Rodgers and Charles Woodson, but I'm looking back. Favre's in this.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's got to be nine. Okay.
There's Reggie.
Oh, I do not remember that at all.
Me either.
Not even a little bit. Jump in the stands. Okay. All right. Well, I think I know what the Packers need to do.
They need something.
You know, it's one of those things. Let me just say that. I'm going to go back in history.
All right. I want to go forward in history.
I'm going way back in history.
All right.
1967.
Boy, were young.
Packers had a big game in Los Angeles to clinch. Okay? Rams blocked Donnie Anderson, who I still think is the worst number one draft pick in Green Bay Packer history. I say this because he was number one draft pick, and Lombardi was such a big fan of his and whatever, and loved him so much. He was his last number one draft pick or whatever. Or not his last, but whatever. Okay. He wanted to give him every new. So you could have draft, like John Michaels. Remember John Michaels?
Yeah, it was a bust.
Number one draft pick, never played.
Right.
So he never hurt us. Donnie Anderson played and fumbled all the time. Terrible punts. Don't even make me go on a rant how Donnie Anderson prevented the Packers from going to the playoffs in 1968. Don't even get me started. 67, the Rams block his punt at the end of the game. And that was a famous game because that's the first time they had Lombardi mic'd up. What the hell's going on out there? Grab, grab, grab. Everybody's grabbing.
They
mic'd him up, I think, twice. Once he had the big coat on and everything. The other one was in Los Angeles. And anyway, so then the Packers had a playoff game with the Rams, yada, 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 yada. But the Packers lost the last regular season game that year to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Why is Donnie Anderson so famous?
The Golden Palomino.
Yeah.
He sucked. He sucked. And you know what? Here's the deal. Here's the deal. All the girls had these teenage crushes on him.
Maybe that was
All these girls said, oh, my God, he's so cute. And he knew it. I say Donnie Anderson is hurt the Packers as a number one draft pick more than any one draft pick ever did.
All right.
Challenge me on this. I'll go fact for fact.
Back to our all right. Let's do a little Eagles. They're only favored by 4.
3.5.
See, that's not even 4. Wow.
Wait a minute, back that one up.
I don't know. Let's talk
promo
about
on that one.
All right, we'll be right
favorite
back.
Favorite by 4, 3.5. Not even 4. Let's back after this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
As we move into 2025, the cheese market is something that's going to be very important to look at for Wisconsin farmers. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report, and Mike North with EverAg is here to explain why we might be seeing a lot more cheese being made here in 2025.
But as we talk about the future relative to Class 3, I think it's important to understand the landscape that we're operating in today. We have a lot of new cheese capacity coming online in this I-29 corridor down to the Texas Panhandle. And as we cross over into this first several months of the new calendar year, we're going to be seeing as much as 50 to 60 million pounds of cheese of new capacity coming on month by month by month. And as we continue to add that, those exports that I talked about, we're going to become much more reliant on in order to ultimately keep a balance in the system, because we are going to shift more milk towards cheese and away from some of these other products.
North says as we shift this Class 3 milk away from other products such as butter and move it towards that cheese, it could prove to be very good for Wisconsin farmers. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up seed treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. It's looking like the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is switching homes as they are now moving to the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in the Wisconsin Dells. This will better accommodate the nearly 1,000 people that come each year, and they encourage all interested in agriculture to attend. In other news, DACCAP is looking for their 78th Alice in Dairyland. If you know someone that is interested in applying, all applications are due by January 31st. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few flurries. Windy as well, partly sunny, highs near 25, but those strong north winds will keep the single-digit wind chills around. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 11, partly sunny, mid-20s for Tuesday, highs near 18 on Wednesday.
It's 21 right now.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, it's Monday, so our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will join us. Plus, it's January 6th. The counting and certification of the electoral vote is scheduled to take place. Tune in. We'll be wild.
For
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 24-year-old Wasaki woman died and a 1-year-old child was injured after a car drove into the ditch on U.S. Highway 141 in Stiles Saturday. Oconee County Sheriff's officials say the car left the roadway and rolled multiple times before coming to a rest. The driver died on the scene. The child was taken to a hospital in Green Bay. Gas Buddy recently released its 2025 fuel price outlook, forecasting a third consecutive year of lower gas and diesel prices. Gas Buddy projects that the yearly national average for gasoline in 2025 will decline to $3.22 per gallon, down from $3.33 in 2024 and significantly below the record highs of 2022. This decline represents continued relief for American drivers, but it comes amid emerging uncertainties surrounding geopolitical tensions, political tariffs, and a change in energy policies that add risk to this year's forecast. Diesel prices are also forecast to decline in 2025 with a projected yearly national average of $3.48 a gallon. This reduction will benefit industries dependent on diesel, such as freight and agriculture, offering some respite from recent cost pressures. Incoming District 18 Senator Kristen Alfheim has been named to two Senate committees and one board as she prepares to take office. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein announced last week that Alfheim will serve on the Senate Committee for Financial Institutions and Sporting Heritage and the Senate Committee on Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry. She'll also serve on the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority Board. The 2025 Wisconsin legislative session starts today. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. 24 degrees in Green Bay, 23 in Appleton, 21 in Oshkosh. But again, that north wind at 14 miles an hour make it feel a lot colder. Today is Smith Day, just for everybody named Smith, Todd.
Correct.
All right.
It's a big day for a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's going to be right up there with Jones. It's weird that they have their...
Yeah, what is the most common name? Johnson? Jones?
Probably Johnson.
Probably Johnson, it seems like. Today is Shortbread Day. Shortbread is worthless if you don't have strawberries on it. True. And cream? Just to eat a piece of shortbread. Who's going to eat a piece of shortbread? Nobody.
Who eats it anyway? I don't, what is... Is that thing that you... Like that muffin that you put... Strawberries and cream on?
Yeah. What, you'd never eat those if you didn't have... Although, you know what were good when I was a kid? Do they still make the original Twinkie where you'd have is basically... It was the banana flavored and had the cream inside like that?
Yeah, they make that.
Those were awesome.
They last... Didn't they find one that was like 25 years old and it was like...
Oh, I've got
perfect,
one that's old.
Perfect condition.
I got one in my closet right now. I've been saving for a long time.
That's great.
You know what the cool thing with those? They used to have baseball cards attached with it. Remember that? You'd get the baseball card.
No, then
they,
that wasn't Twinkies.
Yeah, it was. It was Twinkies. They'd have baseball cards with them. And the cool part is, no matter...
I don't think people who ate Twinkies followed baseball. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that would be a good connection. I think gum.
Okay. Yeah. How about we put a slight wager. $100?
No, I don't want to... I don't bet. New Year's resolution.
You were going to bet this week.
I didn't, though.
Well, $100 bet, yes or no?
No.
50. It'll go towards charity.
No. I'll give 50 bucks to... charity.
Okay. Because the good part, no matter how long those baseball cards, it still smelled like a Twinkie.
Do you want to know the answer on that?
Yeah.
There were 60 cards in the individual Twinkie sets.
Wow. Never remember
about 1976, 77?
75 through 79.
There you go.
Baseball?
Baseball cards.
Yeah.
In Twinkies.
Yeah. And you want to know how I know that for a fact?
Because you ate a lot of Twinkies.
Yeah. And I would always, every day when I worked in the mine, I would have a Twinkie for lunch. And so did pretty much everybody else. That was like the go-to thing. And we'd always read the baseball cards and quiz each other on the back of the baseball cards sitting there at lunch. So there you go.
God, life was good when you could eat whatever you wanted.
I know,
right? Worry about it.
You know? I think your mom put those in your lunch.
Everybody, that was like the biggest treat in the world, having a Twinkie in your lunch.
I bet.
Oh, my God. You talk about jealousy.
Make it that daily diet of that?
Well, I mean, I had to have hot lunch. I had hot lunch every day in school. And these kids that would have their take home, and they were like, they'd have those kids though. They kind of the mommy would make their sandwiches so
good.
Wait,
you're talking
and
about my kids.
A nice little bag folded over and a nice little note and a little twinkie.
John, you're talking about my kids.
Oh, sorry.
Back it up. They didn't like hot lunch.
Sorry,
they didn't like hot lunch at school.
Hope you have a nice day, sweetie.
Let me cut those crusts off for right. you. What my mom right. said about cutting off crust.
What?
She didn't have to say anything because her hand across the face.
I can't even imagine asking my mom or dad to cut off the crust. Yeah. Today is bean day. All right. I'll tell you what. What's a legume?
That is a, not, what did you call it?
Legume.
Legume, okay, yeah.
What is it?
That would be beans, peas,
I've been reading a lot of good stuff about them.
Oh, yeah, they're good for you.
And what's a, there's another
pretty
thing.
Old article.
A lentil. What's a
lentils
lentil?
Lentils are like legumes.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to eat a lot more legumes and lentils this year.
Do it.
And there's another thing, too, another one of those things. I'm not sure what they are. But
what are you laughing about?
Well, I am. They're supposed to be really healthy for you.
Twinkies are bad and beans are good. This is like breaking news.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Yep.
Another one is, today is Take Down the Christmas Tree Day.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good
day. It's Epiphany Day.
Kind of early. Is that? I thought that was like the 12th.
Yeah, I thought it was a little later. Okay.
Oh, that sounds a sad day, isn't it?
It is.
It really is.
It is. And you think about... went fast, but yeah, it's been over a month, right?
Although I'm gonna be honest with you, I hate having Christmas tree lights on after Christmas.
The lights?
Yeah. I never turn Christmas tree lights on after Christmas. Do you?
Yeah.
Just doesn't seem to have the same something something. Weigh in day. No, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
No, today tell you, is
no,
weigh
it should
in
not
day.
Be. No. Listen. Here, no. Because in my calendar, yesterday was the end of the holiday season.
Ah, I see.
The holiday season began on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and ended yesterday. Thus, we got like 6 weeks worth of whatever built up. So, weigh-in day is Friday. Because now you take this week to overcome 6 weeks of, you know, whatever, whatever. Wouldn't you agree on that? So, Friday is our weigh-in day.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I just, no, my weigh-in day, my season doesn't really start till Packers are out.
Yeah, but mine starts Friday. It's a whole new me starting Friday.
Because I
like, whole new me.
I like football food.
Yeah, so do I. I'm just saying. What else is today? Today is also Kate McKinnon's 40th birthday. Eric Trump is 40. Julie Chen is 54. Text, I got the Jump in the Stand CD for my 9th birthday present. Kelly from Green Bay. Wow. Lombardi thought Grabowski and Anderson would be the next Taylor and Horning. It did not work out that way. No, it didn't. Terry, although I really liked Jim Grabowski, but he tore up his knee in 67, and he did not get good rehab, and the surgery didn't go well, and yada, yada, yada. And those are in those days where you tore up your knee, and they cut you open like a can of sardines, just a big zipper type of scar and the whole thing. He never bounced back from that. He was a good guy. I really liked Jim Grabowski. Hated Donnie Anderson. Packers lose by at least 20 against the Eagles.
I'm not going to lose by that much.
Hate to say it, but that's just my opinion, says our man Michael in Madison.
I don't think so.
I don't think the Eagles' offense is that good to, you know, run up that, but we'll see.
They've been rested. That guy gave up that.
Yeah,
Eric Dickerson
but Hurts
award.
Has had a concussion. Pickett's got rib injured. I mean, they were down to their third string quarterback the other day.
They're gonna okay.
I'm just saying. Last night, the Lions kicked a field goal in 15 seconds with one timeout at the end of the half. The Packers had 37 seconds and three timeouts, and they went into the locker room. The difference between winning attitude and losing attitude, plus Love is not stepping into his passes. There's something wrong. Scotty, I totally agree with the way Love is throwing the football. He's throwing off his back foot again. He's not stepping into it. He's not following through, not stepping into it. I totally agree with that, Scotty, and I think that's why it's hitting the dirt at the receiver's feet. They're just coming up short and not enough shadoopa on them. Got another text here. What?
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Another text here. Mine was right. I got a Jose Cardinal card in my Twinkie. There you go. There you go. So, now do you believe me that
I do.
Twinkies used to have baseball cards.
Yeah. I'm surprised they did that. And why didn't that stay? Do they still have baseball cards and guns?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just wondering, why did the Twinkies stop that?
I don't know. But they were cool.
I think people would look at the baseball. They'd read, this guy's in good shape. He sure as hell ain't eating Twinkies. Maybe that was like...
I think kids, though, right? I mean, kids ate a lot of Twinkies, and that's probably...
And the lunch. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know?
Absolutely. My mom used to buy tea. She was a big tea drinker. Lipton tea. And Salada tea. Remember Salada tea? They used to put an NFL or really cool like coin in with their boxes of tea. They were metal with these beautiful color pictures that are worth a lot of money now. Look it up, Todd. Salada tea NFL coins. These are worth some good money. Actually, you know what I found when I was cleaning out a closet the other day? My old Coke bottle. Remember the old?
That I remember.
The Coke caps?
Oh, yeah, totally.
When you, the different players. Yep. Those are cool.
That's cool.
Those are just fun
that
to look
at. That was a good idea.
That brings back, that's what got me through the whooping cough. I told you that story.
Yeah.
That saved me. That could have saved my life because it gave me a will to live.
These are actually really cool, these coins.
Aren't they, though?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Because they've got the pictures of them right on
Bright
there.
Bright color pictures. Yep. Yeah.
My mom didn't do that. She did the cigarette things. You know, the stamps from the cigarettes, you know.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
And she'd send off for something. And
we had like about six different stamp books in like the junk drawer type thing.
Right.
Ampy.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They're like.
The green and the gold?
Yes.
Yeah,
there are at least three or four. And then you'd look at the little catalog. Ooh, we could get a dinner bowl with six more books. Remember that? You get all excited. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. If you came back from the AMP on double stamp day and you didn't have the double stamps, you march your butt right back to make sure you got the double stamps. Yes.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. Those were big things back in those days. I remember even my brother's gas station, like if you filled up for more than like $5, you'd get like a bowl.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, we still had those for years.
Yeah.
Sinclair used to give out something every time you filled. Gas stations don't do things like that anymore. Those were big promotions for gas stations back in the day.
So, speaking of gas stations, I've run into this twice now, and it's only, what, the 8th? What day it is today. I don't use credit cards in January, which is more difficult than you think, but not impossible. But you just, it's amazing how often, like, you know, yesterday I told you I went to the grocery store, so you pay cash. But getting gas is different because you got to kind of go in, you know, like you're some.
Oh, and you're paying for cash or paying with cash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You give the guy money and then come back. And the danger of going into the store are the Twinkies. Not that I.
Oh, yeah. Grab a little something.
It's
something.
Like at Quick Trip. It's because they make you walk.
Do you have
by.
A weakness?
Yeah. The burger. I like the burger. I like the cheeseburgers a lot. Mm-hmm. That would be it.
You're going to McDonald's for gas? What do you mean?
No, at Quick Trip.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what I like about paying at the pump, because I don't have to go into the store. I don't get tempted. You know what I'm saying? But I got to go in the store now because I pay cash.
Mine is Slim Jims. They put those damn Slim Jims right there in the line of sight, and they're just beckoning for you
gotta
to
You got
to
pay
call.
The guy. You got to almost touch it to pay the guy.
What else you got? How damn big is your closet to have all these treasures, Mino, says Tori.
Back rat.
I was thinking about yesterday.
Order.
What? I found a 1967 program from the Packers inter-squad game.
Well, who wouldn't have that?
Yeah. I bet I'm the only person that has one
Me
of those.
Too.
I bet I'm the only person that has one of those. It's like something that somebody made up just in like printing shop.
I think the reason you want to get into mini storage is just a selfish.
I got so much crap.
Jim, I know we're partners, but three of these I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I paid $2.56 for gas yesterday at Christ gas station on Babcock. Is that the lowest in Green Bay? Wow, $2.56 is great. I know there was a Christ up in Menominee or Marinette.
That's where they're from.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm, those.
And like a couple of weeks ago when I drove through there, it was like, holy crap, this is lower than anywhere else I've ever seen. Yeah, I think it's a UP thing, isn't it?
Well, Christ. And that's a couple of brothers, right, that own that?
A couple around the area.
Yeah, I know, but they've been
up on the way to the airport.
That's
Babcock. You're right.
I know those guys. They were in the office a few times.
They're would they shake your hand?
Yeah. Do they know you put down people from the UP all the time?
They were great. So
Dave says garbanzo beans, also known as chickpeas or legumes. I am
garbanzo
beans. I am devoting 2025 into eating a lot of legumes. I am. It's going to be a whole different me.
Eat them after the show.
We're going to send her a quick break. Boy, I'll tell you what, 7:30, Cheeky Donuts coming in. They're phenomenal.
They are.
Back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. Conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the Federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislators' claim. But importantly, it did so saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Here on a Monday morning, Green Bay Packers getting set to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. That ball game coming your way from the city of brotherly love. Why did it ever get that name?
Right?
Why did it ever get that name?
Well, it's got to be from, you know, back in the day.
I know, but it's like, where was, I mean, you're a big history buff. Do you ever remember a time where Philadelphia was considered this warm, embracing kind of place?
Well, when they put together, let's say that when they put together the Constitution, that was brotherly love, right?
They all pretty much fought each other, didn't
they? But they got it
done. Did you ever read what happened to lots and lots of the people that signed the Declaration of Independence? How many of them were then killed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, a lot.
That's why we signed from...
Wow.
Say brotherly love because name comes from the Greek words.
Its name comes from the Greek words paleo, love.
No,
and
Phil, it's F.
Adelphos, which means brother. I said filio, and Adelphus. The city's founder, William Penn, chose this name to reflect his vision of a city of religious tolerance and peace with the Native Americans. Ah, okay. That worked out well.
Thanks, Will.
For you, not so well for the Native Americans, let's be honest.
Okay, so I was showing you this morning when I got here that I finally received my business certificate to rent out my house.
Okay.
And I think that's interesting. I've never, ever done that, but I was interested in Michael, Simple Life Hospitality, and, you know, I told you, make a little side hustle for the NFL draft. So I got this certificate, which is pretty official, but you have to do reporting. They think I'm going to, like, run a hotel, you know? It's like, well, file your reports every month. It's like, I'm going to do this for 5 days, and then I'm never going to do it again. But it's a little bit more paperwork. But anyway, I got the certificate. But I was reading in the paper this morning, hotels.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
15 times more.
Right. Did you see that? Okay, I saw that.
I was going to bring that up. I thought I'd let that one to you. Did you see this, Todd?
Get this. $130 to
normal.
To $2,000. Right at that place we go to lunch all the time, over where we park for the Best Western for the game.
And there are
$100 to $800, but that's the biggest lead.
Are they all sold out or not?
I thought the NFL
like took every local hotel room and reserved it. That's why I was surprised when I saw that article. Because I thought those were already all claimed.
Well, I don't know that they're not unclaimed. It doesn't really...
Michael, do you know? No, Michael and Madison?
No, but it's talking, John, more is about the... It doesn't say whether they're available or not. It just says what the... It's
right.
$140 to $800, you know? That's in Marinette. That's your neck of the woods, Johnny. They're gouging us.
Marinette is $800? That quality, far away?
Quality Inn and Suites Marinette.
Okay.
1508 Marinette Avenue.
Yeah, that's used to be the Best Western, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it still is Best Western. That's actually where I stayed.
April
and their pool wasn't working. I took my granddaughter.
All right. Yeah, you talked about that. So yeah. April 17th to the 20th, $140. And of course, the NFL draft starts on the 24th. On the 24th, it goes to $800. $140 to $800. Same room, same service. Let's see what other you guys are doing here.
Even Marinette, even that far. Okay. Well, that kind of gives the idea then. I mean, at least Oshkosh is in
absolutely
the running.
Absolutely. Yep.
Oshkosh, Appleton. I would think Oshkosh might be the outer limb, unless Fond du Lac.
So Michael texted
Oconto.
He said Michael says that his understanding is the local hotels are all booked. However, there may be a few random rooms still
okay,
open.
Okay, that's kind of what I was wondering. Because I almost feel like as soon as they announced Green Bay, they had boots on the ground grabbing those hotel rooms. Don't you think? The NFL, the way they pretty much try to take over a city, it sounds like, when they come in.
Yeah. Well, for this kind of event. Sure.
Right.
Oconto, average price $64. That's funny. just to hear that, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you spend on dinner.
What is it now?
$210. So.
I didn't know they had a hotel in Oconto, to be honest.
But you think, well, big deal, but that's still 200% price increase, right?
I would move to Oconto. If I could, Todd. Find me a place in Oconto.
Okay.
I like Oconto. I like those kind of towns. I think they're really underrated. They're on the water. They're close to whatever. They're halfway in between Green Bay and whatever. Find me a fixer-upper in Oconto, Todd. Can you do that?
How much you want to buy? How much you want to spend?
$50,000. I'm going nuts.
I got a nice little one that needs a little work for 84.
I'll take it.
For what is that?
84. Looking for a fixer-upper in the Oconto area.
Two bed, one bath.
Love it. Love it. That's an easy drive from Oconto to here.
It is.
Then it's even easier to go up north to the UP.
Here's a two-bed, one-bath, 900 square feet, $60,000.
I'll take it.
900 square feet.
You're scratching me where I itch.
But some of these other places, like these hotels, I can't believe how reasonable they are. $83, and it's going to $999, but still. The fact that there's a hotel within 3 miles of Lambeau Field that's $83 surprises me.
Within how far of Lambeau Field?
It's Hotel J.
In Green Bay?
3.2 miles. Distance to Lambeau Field, 3.2 miles. Average rate the week before the draft, $83. Week of the draft, $999.
How much is the Arena Motel? That's where I stayed when I first came to Green Bay, and it's like, oh, this isn't all that great. But they've cleaned it up a bunch since those days.
Yeah.
I remember there was an adult bookstore across the street. Do you remember that?
I wonder if there was any cross business there.
I don't know.
No, yeah, not at all.
Wondering. I don't think. You know what? The Arena Motel? That was the kind of place.
It's like where you give blood in a casino. Why would they be located close to each
other?
That
was the kind of place. And this is something. This is something.
Porto store in one of your
flies. This is something I always thought would be a great job.
A waffle, whatever they're called.
I'd like to be like a traveling welder kind of guy. And they had a lot of those, and there were projects in Green Bay. The guys from Bechtel, remember Bechtel? Steel company and all those, they would all stay at the Union Hotel, and it was really cool.
At the Union Hotel?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, not at the Union Hotel. At the Arena Motel.
Yeah.
And they would always have their little hibachi set out on the sidewalks.
I remember that?
You never see that anymore. Because these guys would, you know, they don't want to eat at restaurants all the time, so they'd carry their little hibachi, they'd set it up out on the sidewalks.
I don't know if they didn't want to eat or couldn't afford to.
And
they'd
always
sit
out there in lawn chairs and drinking. And I remember that's where they put a bunch of Packer players one summer. In the Arena Motel. And I'd go over and talk to those guys like, man, thought the NFL would be a little different than this. They'd be sitting under that picnic table on the lawn. All right, we're going to send a quick break. Mono the Mayor, Brian Johnson, Kim Thiel, Cheeky Donuts, Jan Ottinger, Cup of Joy. A lot of stuff coming up. Back after this. Never knew how to be like to be. She kissed me and said, baby, please
go. Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin. for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big winter storm making its way from the lower Midwest to the nation's capital. ABC's Victor Okendo with the latest.
Snow falling down overnight in Virginia. The D.C. metro area expecting to see anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of snow. In Missouri, near blizzard conditions making roads treacherous. Police say more than 1,000 drivers were stranded Sunday due to weather-related crashes. At least one person was killed.
For most federal workers in Washington, it'll be a work-from-home day because of the snow. Not for members of Congress, though. They will be overseeing the counting of votes from the 2024 election. Extra security in place on the fourth anniversary of the January 6th attacks, spurred by Donald Trump's refusal to accept the results in 2020. The president-elect calling a decision by Joe Biden to halt oil drilling on 650 million acres of U.S. ocean waters, disgraceful. The president, Biden, heads to New Orleans today, site of the New Year's Day truck ramming that left 14 people dead. This is ABC News.